Hello, everyone, and welcome to week three here of Locker Room Chats here on KMZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet here alongside head coach of the Axtell Eagles, Eric Detweiler. Here, this Axtell Eagles Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings. Win number 54 of the consecutive streak here for the Axtell Eagles. Win number 2 here of the regular season. Axtell Eagles taking down the Washington County Tigers by a score of 48-0. Again, here with head coach Eric Detweiler, coach of the Axtell Eagles. What can you tell me about that big win for you last Friday?
Yeah, Washington come out, with their hair on fire. Did a job of playing with Yasm, and, you know, the home game for them. And they were trying to obviously knock us off and did a good job testing us up front, you know, early in the game. And had a sack or two, but we kind of quickly gained momentum back and kind of rolled from there. They kind of stacked the box on us a little bit, and so our passing game was open, and, you know, we kind of exploited them that way.
Yeah, you mentioned that passing game opening up. Well, last week it was all rushing. You had 140 yards on the ground. There was no passing attempts throughout the year. This week you were like, all right, let's integrate into the passing game, and you did it in a big way. Wyatt Detweiler, 294 yards passing, completed 16 of 19 attempts, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. How can you tell me about this quarterback who's coming into your system this year? How do you feel like you did integrating that passing system to him?
Yeah, you know, actually I thought he played pretty well. There was, I can think 2 of the 3 throws, the receivers are wide open, and he actually overthrew them. So, I'd say that, he only had 3 incompletions, but he's definitely got room for improvement. And I thought he did a good job of going through his reads and reading the defense, prior and after the snap. So I thought he did a good job there. A couple throws that obviously he can get better on, but, nobody's perfect. So, I thought he played well.
Again, you kind of mentioned a weak secondary there for Washington County. He had 3 players who had really great nights on the receiving end. Landon Schmitz, 146 yards, 2 scores. Joe Leiberger, 94 yards, 3 touchdowns, and Colin Shaughnessy, he had 45 yards receiving. How do you feel like your receiver core did last week?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job of being ready and trying to find the open spots. I think Washington was kind of, stacking the box on us a little bit. We didn't throw the ball the week prior, so I think maybe they were expecting us to run the ball a little bit more and which opened the passing game. So, they did a good job of understanding what we're trying to do offensively find those open holes in the zone and kind of roll from there.
Well, again, defensively here, I know we talk a lot about the Axtell offense. There's a lot of shiny jewels on that offense, but you also got to be attentive here and look at that defensive side. You had 3 interceptions and you forced a fumble and recovered it against Washington County. You held the team to just a little over 100 yards total of offense, only allowing them to have 5 total first downs. What was the successes there for your guys' defense to get the Tigers offense off the field?
Yeah, I thought, just playing aggressive and staying assignment sound. Honestly, I thought we made quite a few mistakes on defense and the stats don't show it. But when you watch game film, we had a few guys that were out of position and missed a few tackles that I thought we could honestly done quite a bit better. So, we kind of went over those things on game film here on Monday and hopefully our kids will learn from the mistakes. But yeah, for the most part, we did a good job. Like you said, forced 4 turnovers that always is a huge momentum swing in the game. So can't complain about that. But always room for improvement.
I know last season you didn't really get to the fourth down distance until kind of later on in the year. You faced 4 fourth downs. Your team did last Friday against Washington County. You converted 3 of 4 fourth downs, 0 of 4 fourth downs going forward here in this season. How are you going to kind of work those sticks a little more in your favor?
Yeah, honestly, offensively, we need to block a little bit better and stay assignment sound. Obviously, nobody likes to get into fourth down attempts, but we haven't had that issue here in the past. Washington did a good job of, getting us into those fourth down conversions, and we got 3 of 4 of them, but we just need to execute more on first and second downs and short field on third downs or short line to gain, and hopefully we can do a better job.
Axtell Locker Room Chats here continuing on KMZA in segment number 2. We'll talk about Axtell's third matchup of the season as they take on the Chase County Bulldogs. Continuing things here on KMZA Locker Room Chats here for the Axtell Eagles. Again, Crittenden Prophet here with head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles. This Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings. Well, last segment we just talked about the big win over Washington County. Now we're talking about the upcoming opponent against Chase County, a team right now that is 0-2 on this season. They are blown out with 0 points in their first loss of the year, but their second loss, still a little better for them. They put up 50 points. They lost 70-50 against Kiowa County. What can you tell me about your week 3 opponent?
Yeah, you know, obviously they're 0-2, and their record really doesn't indicate how good of a team they are. You know, obviously week one is against Little River. They're always, a good opponent and have won some state titles down there. So they're really good. And then, yeah, obviously last week they scored 50 points and lost. And their offense runs through their quarterback. I think last week he has accounted for 10 touchdowns, seven rushing and three passing. So their offense definitely runs through them. So we're going to have to contain him in the pocket and hopefully don't let him get rolling, when he's starting to run the ball and kind of slow him down and hopefully we can, be successful that way.
Well, how's your offense going to continue to stay successful again? We talked about week one where it was 140 yards on the ground. Now, in the air last week against Washington County, it was 294 yards off your quarterback, Wyatt Detweiler. How are we going to see that offense work this week and get going early against Chase County?
Well, I think you just kind of hit it both there, just kind of stay balanced, kind of keep the defense guessing at all times. And we need to do a little bit better job of blocking. And I think our guys are getting to the right spot and blocking, but I think we can maintain our blocks a little bit longer and hopefully turn some of our 5 to 10 yard gains into bigger gains and into touchdowns. So, I think we just need to execute a little bit better, a little bit better and hopefully we can, continue rolling on our offense.
Well, last year was the first time Axel and Chase County ever met. You won that matchup 46-0. Are you going to kind of see any similarities from last year's matchup? I know you exchanged films with Chase County. What are you kind of looking at here in this upcoming matchup film-wise?
Well, they only graduated 4 seniors last year. They've got their quarterback back. Like I said, he's 6'3", 195. So he's, a good stature kid that can kind of see over his line. And I think they're probably a little bit improved over last year. I told the boys in practice the other day, we were kind of up for that game and we need to kind of do the same thing for this week that we just kind of had the ball bounce our way and we jumped on them early. And I think they kind of got their momentum early in that game. And we kind of need to do the same thing this year. And I'm sure they're out for a little bit of revenge. So we need to, hit the gates running, per se.
Well, again, this is for the consecutive 55th win here for the Axel Eagles. How big is it here to continue this winning streak for the community again, week in and week out? What's that main thing that you're saying to your boys to keep them kind of locked in week to week to get those wins?
Well, you know, we tell the boys we're going to get everybody's best shot, right? I mean, everybody wants to be the one that knocks us off that winning streak and get their name recognition out there for that. So, we use it as motivation for ourselves that we need to work harder because everybody's, trying to knock us off and just kind of use that as motivation for ourselves and stay focused on ours, ourselves and take each opponent very serious week by week.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always here joining us on the Locker Room Chat.
All right, thanks.
That was head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axel Eagles again joining us for week 3 of the Locker Room Chat as the Axel Eagles take on Chase County Bulldogs this Friday.